Italian composer, songwriter and producer Giorgio Moroder, often refereed to as the father of disco, famously said, "Disco is music for dancing and people will always want to dance." Moroder knew a thing or two about the genre, producing Donna Summer, Boney M., Blondie and many of the other iconic disco acts that helped define the era. Disco songs have long outlived many of the critics who declared disco merely a fad in the 70s and 80s. Case in point, a new disco band has emerged in Sault Ste. Marie that hopes to get people dancing in their best, wildly colored satin suit. The aptly named The Saturday Nights makes their live debut this Saturday at Sue Blaster. The band is made up Christina Spears and Stephen Gagnon Ruscio on vocals, Phil Greco on drums, Tony Kajner on guitar and vocals, and Lindsay Pugh on bass. The band members have some history playing in other acts together. Greco played with guitar player Kajner previously in The Comedics. Pugh and Gagnon Ruscio also have history. Fun fact? Stephen and I have performed together as part of the Algoma Festival Choir Christmas Concert, laughs bass player Lindsay Pugh. That is about as far away from disco as one could get. For Christina Spears, her role in The Saturday Nights poses a new experience. Co-fronting a band is a fun new challenge, she laughs. Stephen and I have performed together previously in Art's 2021 production of Evil Dead, the musical and their recent production of Tony and Tina's Wedding. What unites the band is an appreciation of disco. For Spears, disco is something to celebrate. She hopes people will come out and celebrate the camp and glamour of disco with the band. I think people have strong feelings about whether disco is cool or not, she laughs. I think disco is cool, but more importantly, disco is fun. I think that's what keeps it current and what draws people to it. We certainly hope people will dress up if they'd like and dance the night away. Bass player Lindsay Pugh highlights the positivity in the music. It feels nostalgic and kind of current at the same time, depending on your age, he says. It's fun, funky and generally a positive vibe. For Stephen Gagnon, it's about the songs. If I had to pick one word, it's fun, he says, citing Let's Groove by Earth, Wind and Fire and Good Times by Chic, as two of his favorite disco songs. As much a thrill to perform as it is to listen. Anyone can enjoy disco. It transcends generations. Whether young or old, throw on some silk threads, dim the lights, fire up the neon, and don your platform shoes, it's time to boogie. For drummer Phil Greco, the joy of disco was embedded on his brain at an early age. I remember watching Soul Train when I was a kid, says drummer Phil Greco. The outfits were outrageous, but yet everyone looked like they were having fun. Greco says the band really wanted to bring that music back to the local scene, but even more, bring an atmosphere and show. Disco was certainly about more than just the music, he says. So to us, reproducing the era was a must. We got some funky disco outfits for ourselves, there are lights, disco balls, and we even went as far as getting some dancers on stage for the night. Yes, dancers. The Disco Jays will be strutting their stuff with us on stage and apparently some friends from the theater community will also be participating. When asked what side of the disco fence they were on, ABBA or Bee Gees, the band was divided. Greco is in the Bee Gees camp all the way. Without question, it's the Bee Gees, right Christina? He laughs. Spears disagrees. My dream job is a backup singer for ABBA, she says. They are a clear winner. Gagnon Ruscio proposes a happy compromise. ABBA is for bouncing and the Bee Gees are for flailing, he laughs. Do what you will with that information. The band hopes to play the occasional live gig in local venues, but are mainly aiming for corporate events, weddings, casinos, theaters, private parties, events and some festivals, both in or out of town. We have worked hard to arrange an evening of great dance music, our appearance and overall production for start to finish, says Kajner. He and Greco note there are still a few surprises planned for their debut that they are not ready to divulge. We are keeping a few things to ourselves until showtime, laughs Greco. One thing is for certain, we will have your attention all night. The Saturday Nights live at Sue Blaster Saturday, June 3, 2023 at 8 p.m. Sue Blaster, 345 Queen Street E, tickets are available here. There are two special draws associated with this event. Draw number 1. $25 gift certificate from Sue Blaster and a $25 gift certificate for Fratelli's, Giovanni's, Burger Don. Draw number 2 for a chance to win $75 gift certificate from Fratelli's Giovanni's Burger Don. Find out more info on these draws and the Saturday Night's Disco Band on Facebook and Instagram.